This is how we all came into the world.
This is the Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling, your only source for women's wrestling commentary and recap strictly in the WWE, and ugh, that Stomping Grounds promo. I'm Liz, your semi-basic host, and I'm here with Joseph.
Hi.
So, we'll talk about the promo a little bit later because...
Which promo?
You have not seen it.
The kick-ass
Let's just
one?
Talk about it right now. It's Lacey Evans reciting the words to "These Boots Are Made for Walking."
No, I haven't seen that one.
As made famous by Nancy Sinatra. Oh my God. She talks so slow. And that promo goes on forever.
No, I guess I didn't see it yet.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think about Stomping Grounds coming up? Like, just as a whole.
I think it's going to, like, it'll be fine because they have so much money that it will be. But it, from all these reports that I've seen, it seems kind of like a shit show. Like, well, and also their storylines, too, are just like.
We've seen so all of these matches before.
Yeah, we just saw most of them the last pay-per-view.
Yeah. Well, okay, so Becky Lynch came out.
This is Raw.
Becky Lynch came out to, was she cutting a promo just to talk crap to Lacey?
Probably. She comes out to talk crap to people all the time.
Or talk about how her journey to being the man, I guess.
And the target on her back.
And she works harder than anyone to be where she's at.
Because she's not the strongest or the fastest or the smartest? Probably not smartest.
Lacey Evans came out and...
The biggest. She's not the biggest.
She's not the biggest. Lacey Evans comes out and... is this the one where she's wearing like a really, really tiny skirt?
I think so. She had the tiniest hat we've seen on her. It just so happened far. To have the biggest veil we've seen on it.
Yeah. She was wearing like a really like mini dress. Okay, so she definitely looked very pin-up-y. And she was talking on the way down the ramp.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm telling you, she talks so slow. It's so dragged out. And then I was laughing because, you know, everybody's like booing her. She called out Becky for not being American. And then she said that she is a United States Marine. And like the confusion in the crowd was the best because they didn't know whether to boo her because they hate Lacey or cheer her because America.
She's gotta support the troops. Every troop.
She threw them a curveball. They did not know what to do.
Yeah, that's funny. They should have just gone with that angle in the first place. She could have been a face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
they don't even have any good faces on Raw right now.
No, because they only keep highlighting Becky and Lacey.
And they could have used her. Becky could have still played like the heel that everybody wants to root for.
Yeah,
she could have still been a face just trying to beat Becky because Becky's good.
Yeah. No. And again, Lacey Evans was doing like weird, like ballet bar moves on the ropes because she couldn't figure out a way to get into the ring without her dress going completely up. But that's what I thought at first. She was just waiting before Becky got her shot in.
Oh, yeah.
Because she never made it into the ring. She just got knocked out right away.
Yeah. And then?
Yeah. Finally. Finally, somebody had the sense to tell Becky, you should take her hat.
Somebody's listening to you. Either Becky Lynch listens to you.
Well, I mean...
Or it's just it had to take this long a time for someone to figure it out.
We can't. Who's to say that Becky isn't listening? So shout out to one of our loyal listeners, Becky Lynch.
I've said some stupid fucking things about Becky Lynch. That's for damn sure.
I'm sure she doesn't care.
I know.
She's laughing all the way to the bank with that tiny hat on.
Listen to this stupid dipshit.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, so she finally stole her hat, and now I don't care what happens in that feud
because it happened.
Really. It happened. It finally happened.
They don't even need to have the match anymore. Becky's not losing that belt to Lacey. Not at something called Stomping Grounds.
Do you
unless
think
Vince is just like, you know what? Screw it. Screw all these people. We're going to burn it down and everyone's going to lose their stupid belts.
we'll talk about predictions later, I guess. But yeah, so that was the end of that. It was just their little squabble. And we get a backstage segment with Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. And Alexa is telling her that she got them a title shot for the tag team championships. Uh-huh. Oh, and this is...
fight real wrestlers this week.
Okay, so yeah, the Iconics have been fighting all these jobbers. And now they actually have to fight Alexa and Nikki, who are not like... I don't even know. Not jobbers. Yeah. I'm trying to think of like what the other tag team names were. No, like B Street Babes. While they're backstage, Alexa's telling Nikki Cross again. She's been slowly like feeding Nikki all these
lies
about Bailey and how, you know, Bailey's fake. And Nikki's like, I thought she was like super friendly. And Alexa's saying how, she didn't even take pictures with fans or something.
No, it was like some fan that had Nikki Cross gear was the rumor.
That's what it was. Okay.
And then she didn't take a picture with them.
She didn't take a picture with them because she was wearing a Nikki Cross shirt.
Yeah. That's mean, Bailey.
Well, they cut to Bailey, Natty, and Naomi. And Natty and Naomi are just like super dressed up because... they don't really have to do anything tonight. Well, anyway, they were asking Bailey, hey, what do you make of all these rumors that are being made up about you? Or all these rumors around you?
Yeah.
And Bailey was saying that Alexa's just making them up and she's going to take care of it.
And she left and the other girls were like, do you think she's actually a bitch? Yeah, I always thought she was.
Man, see, this could be a plot line on Total Divas.
Maybe that's what they're trying to do. Maybe they got writers from E.
We'll find out. To come over. We'll find out. I don't even know if they're actually going to have another Total Divas season.
I thought you said they were.
Well, I know Total Bellas is coming back.
That's what you said was coming back.
Alexa and Nikki come out to fight the Iconics. The Iconics gave a super funny promo.
Yeah.
Cutting down the crowd.
Yeah. Talking about...
Look, they're talking about Los Angeles, like
LeBron and how he came here and couldn't even get in the playoffs. Yeah, she's like, they got to the playoffs, not even close.
What did you just say? Like, not even close, mate. Yeah. Oh, I love Billy's accent.
I love them. They're the best. I know we've been complaining about them not wrestling, but like they should have at least been doing promos this whole time, even just short little ones.
They kind of, that's why I say, like, they come out on every show doing something. Whether they're sitting at the commentary desk or like backstage stuff, they're there. Yeah, like they're.
I guess I'm like away whenever they're on or something.
Yeah, they're like on every show.
But they're great. I like them. Maybe they shouldn't be champions, but I like them.
I was wondering if
Billy. Maybe their time as champions is what I mean is up, but I like them.
I was wondering if Billy and Peyton actually like. Rehearse the stuff that they say, or because I'm telling you, I follow them on Instagram and they are always together, like every, even when Peyton is with her fiance, Billy's there. And I wonder if like they actually rehearse a lot of their stuff beforehand, or if they're just so like natural with each other, they know what they're gonna say. So funny. Okay, so they come out, they're gonna have their match with Alexa and Nikki, and Alexa and Billy actually started it off. For some reason, I thought I was saying the wrong name. I couldn't remember Billy's whole last or her whole name. It's Billy Kay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Billy was going to town on Alexa.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
Yeah, it was good. As good as it could have been, I think. And then Bailey came out. Did she come out in the middle of it or did she come out before?
Before the match started. Okay, so Bailey pulled up a chair. It's so funny because she like is rolling down this office chair. I don't know if she rolled it down, but like you have to think she had to roll down an office chair down the ramp because the commentary desk is up on the entrance up there. And she pulled down a chair to sit ringside. So she was just there just to observe, I guess. And... Nikki, so during the match, Nikki missed her, she missed a crossbody. And then Alexa realized that, like, Bailey was just, I don't know, well, I can't remember what it was, but Bailey distracted both of them. Like, she pulled, what was it? Did Alexa push Bailey? Yeah, I think she might have pushed her down. And then when Nikki was going in, or Nikki got rolled up because she got distracted by what was going on with Bailey and Alexa outside. And then Bailey went and pulled Alexa off the apron so she couldn't break up the count when Nikki was finally pinned. Did you see any of that?
Yeah, I remember that now, actually.
Okay.
Because I remember
Bailey
pushed her over or something. That was why she couldn't get in there to break it up. Because Bailey pushed her back or something. The ref didn't see it.
No, Bailey like pulled her off the side.
Off the side?
Yeah. Because Alexa saw that Nikki was pinned and she was going to get in. Oh, and then Bailey pulled her by the leg to keep her from going in there.
Because she had pushed her?
Yeah, because Alexa's like talking crap to her. Yeah, okay,
that's what it was. That's right.
So, yeah.
She's talking crap. She pushed her and then she went to go back into the ring. Yeah, right. Okay.
And...
I see, I wasn't asleep.
Alexa and Nikki lost.
I still think they shouldn't be together at all.
Alexa and Nikki?
No, like Bailey and
Alexa should not be together. See, and that's why it's so weird. Okay, you have Alexa and Nikki fighting for these tag champs, but then Alexa's also fighting Bailey for the women's title. Like,
pick a lane.
Yeah. And then that's the other thing too, is like Nikki actually has like the crowd behind her.
Yeah.
So that could essentially get Alexa on the good side.
Yeah, and like that whole sub storyline of Alexa like gaslighting Nikki against Bailey like doesn't need to happen at all. It's mm-hmm. so like
lame. She could be like, doing it to everybody,
about that entire storyline, I think.
Yeah.
They don't need to be involved at all. And they're on two different brands. I don't know why they're involved at all.
So
the tag team storyline is good enough. They don't need the other one.
Yeah.
There's other good women that could be challenging Becky or Bailey.
Bailey, yeah. Look at, oh my gosh. Ember.
Yeah.
Whatever they're doing with her, I do not get. Well, yeah, so the last part of Raw was just Alexa and Nikki backstage, and Alexa was blaming Bailey for them losing, and Alexa's gaslighting finally paid off because Nikki is like, yes, Bailey sucks, pretty much. Okay, so on SmackDown, was it the first women's segment? Because I know that they showed Ember Moon backstage of her just like yelling again.
I didn't see that. She's just still yelling about her Nintendo Switch. I mean, I feel your pain, Ember. My Switch got stolen and I still yell to the winds every morning.
But
this is almost a year ago.
But Ember was just talking about how she's had to deal with all these mean girls before, and I guess it's like building up between Sonya and her, but we haven't seen her wrestle in a few weeks, I think. But okay, so
her against the two of them in a handicap match would be awesome.
Ooh, yeah.
They would put on a good show.
Because it's not like Sonya and Mandy are fighting for the tag champs right now.
Yeah. Especially because of the segment we just saw. Is it time to go to Raw or SmackDown already?
Well, we are talking about SmackDown.
Sorry.
Ember is on SmackDown.
Yeah, and I was just saying that Bailey could wrestle it. We were just saying that Bailey could be wrestling Ember. Was there anything on Raw?
No, that was it. Yeah, it was just that last bit. Yeah, so there's a moment of bliss because Alexa's on SmackDown, I guess. Wild card rule.
Remember when the wild card was just supposed to be three people?
I don't remember that because I don't know what the wild card rule is.
I'm glad it's not. Like, I'm glad it's just like anybody. Like, I'm glad it's devolved into anybody can just show up whenever the hell they want. Like, it's fine for me. It works because I want, like, then we can get these cool cross matches that like are kind of interleague play, but whatever. Anyway, yeah. So remember when it was supposed to just be three people? One of those persons should not get their own TV show segment on the other thing. It should just be a surprise when they show up. It's a wild card.
Yeah. But you know, they
anyway.
I get the emails from WWE Network, and it did advertise tonight a moment of bliss. Yeah. Bailey.
That's what I'm saying, but whatever. So this is happening. Anyway. Wait,
so does Nikki Cross and Alexa count as one wild card?
It doesn't matter. Okay. There's like 100 wild cards now.
So Nikki is with Alexa.
Even if you did, even if you gave them that, they'd still be over by like 5 wild cards.
Their late night setup is, or their late night TV set is set up, and Alexa's waiting for Bailey to come out or something. But she tells Nikki, like, "Where's my coffee?" And I was thinking, "Oh, is she making Nikki do coffee work?" Alexa's making Nikki do Nikki work.
Nikki work. Charlie work.
But when she said that, Bailey came out with Alexa's coffee.
And then threw it on the ground?
Did she throw it on the ground? No, she was just drinking it, wasn't she?
Yeah. No, it wasn't her coffee because it wasn't from her coffee mug. She came out with her own damn coffee. She just knocked the cup out of the guy's...
She threw it at that guy again.
She took it out of his hand and just knocked it out.
No, it was Alexa's because it was all like blinged out or something.
Oh, I thought it was just like a regular like to-go cup it looked like.
I think it actually might have been blinged out to make a point. This is Alexa's coffee.
It should say Alexa's. Alexa. Really big, yeah, because like flashing lights.
Because Alexa's actually selling coffee merch now. And it's just like a, it looks like a Starbucks cup. But the one that Bailey had had like pink sparkles on it.
Yeah.
So I don't think they really said anything. Bailey just came out with her little smirk, drinking Alexa's coffee. Alexa's like, "Oh, you think that's so funny, huh?" So.
I had a big neon sign that says Alexa, Looney Tunes sign that says Alexa's,
Alexa's coffee.
Just to point it out without having to say it.
The. When they start actually talking to one another, this was the realest thing, or this is what the whole thing should have, like this whole feud should have been built upon this promo here.
Yeah.
Like it, this would have made more sense.
That whole other feud and this whole other feud that's ending now, apparently, like seemingly to get to this point where they're actually good. I take back what I said before, because... This is when they finally like got it.
Okay, so Bailey's telling Alexa, "Oh, you're talking about being behind my back. You're making up stuff about me, and I dare you to say it to my face." Basically,
no,
and,
if you got a problem, say it. To
oh,
my
if
face.
You got a problem, you got. To, I dare you to say it to my face, and Alexa's like, "Fine, yeah, I'll tell you what," and she gives like the whole history of why. She has, or why she's calling Bailey a fake.
Bailey's not so nice after all.
Okay, so Alexa's telling everybody that when she went into NXT, that everybody backstage was so mean to her, and she thought
not everybody,
and that she thought she could find, you know, some solace in Bailey, the nice one of the group, and even she was mean to her. The only nice person, according to Alexa, was Charlotte,
the best one.
She was saying that even Bailey thought that she was undeserving of being in NXT. And, like, this is kind of the gossip that you will see on some of the message boards when it comes to Alexa Bliss and pretty much everybody.
That's what makes me wonder if it's actually, like, real.
Well,
because
I kind
of... it's, like feeding into that. And that's what, like, it's kind of what's going on with AEW, like, what their champion is doing. Like, I wonder if what he's talking about is, like, actually real. Because it's so easy to just give people a storyline. So I wonder if that's what they're doing here.
Well, I don't listen to too many or read too many interviews. The only thing I know of Alexa is that she actually does have to get out of character when she's, you know, like at Disneyland or hanging with her pet pig. But I don't know the whole...
Because she's actually nice.
Well, she is.
She's not a dick.
She is, I think. Well, I don't know. Because now she's talking about it at NXT. We can't trust Alexa because she's a big liar.
I don't know. She may not
and she's
lying.
Saying that everybody was mean to her.
Maybe she's not lying.
And everything that I've heard about Bailey in NXT was that she was the only one that was like actually wanting everybody to be friends.
I don't know. Cody says she was mean.
Cody?
Yeah.
About Bailey?
Yeah. That was what that.
Oh, like, he was saying
snip that her was somebody pretending to be nice or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not know this.
Anyway.
Anyway, Bailey is telling Alexa, oh, typical, typical. Like, you're making up things that aren't true. And
you're making things up again, Alexa.
Should I sing it?
No.
And
I'm upset that I went that far with it.
And then Bailey tells Alexa that she can't handle the truth, basically. She said that she never was mean to her, or I don't know. Did she say she wasn't mean to her? Yeah, but basically, Bailey told Alexa, like, you can't handle the truth. So obviously, Bailey must have told her something back in NXT.
She is mean.
And Alexa.
I told you Alexa's been telling the truth this whole time.
And Alexa's telling her how. That's right. You were off it for a while. You were like.
I'm not back. No. I'm on the Nikki Cross train. Let's get that straight.
Oh, okay.
Once and for all.
Oh, did you notice Nikki Cross in the back?
Yeah.
Just being like, oh, what? Ooh.
Ooh, what's this new development?
That happened.
That's interesting. Please tell me more.
Bailey called her an entitled princess and that she doesn't deserve anything.
Yeah, she says, you are. Like, that is true.
And Alexa's like, no, I'm just better than you.
Yeah, I have a natural gift for this.
And this is how we know that. Well, Alexa does have a natural gift for wrestling, like being that she didn't really train to be.
She's just a super athletic.
She's very athletic. But I'm saying she's talking about being better than Bailey, and that's how I know she's a liar. So we can't trust anything that she's saying at this point.
Well, I mean, no, she's not lying there. She's just talking herself up. She's psyching herself into the match.
And this
I mean,
is
she's wrong, but she's just taking herself into it.
And this is like, the point where it got like kind of uncomfortable because of how true it probably is.
Shit got real.
Oh man! So then Alexa tells Bailey, oh yeah, that she's better than her, and that Bailey's upset because Alexa is she has this natural gift, and Bailey just peaked in NXT, and. If you've been following Bailey's career, why didn't they go with this from the beginning? Like, I mean, if you look at it, like, in hindsight, okay, you can kind of see where they were going with this, but it just kind of drug on. Or you remember we were talking about, like, the last promos being repetitive. Yeah. Where they could have done so much more with this. So, yeah.
They could have got here in the first feud and then, like, been better in this one.
So, Alexa lays the one line that really puts Bailey over the edge. And that's that she's upset that Alexa has had the career that Bailey's always wanted. Because when Alexa came up,
she was a champ
right away. And she was like, in her career, she's been SmackDown champ.
Becky Lynch to the table.
She won the Raw Championship. She's won Money in the Bank.
And cashed in. She was the
first one
to do it on the same night.
Yeah. Like, and she came up before Bailey did. Like, whenever.
Oh, that's right.
Whenever there was. Okay, so there was a draft.
Bailey needed to stay back because NXT needed to build their roster more.
And that's when Bailey was NXT Women's Champ.
I forgot about that completely. She came up with Carmella. They leapfrogged Bailey.
Yeah. Alexa and Carmella both came up, and Nia Jax.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why. Like, if you've been following Bailey's career, like, she was great in NXT. Like, she was NXT. And she gets called up. Everybody thinks it's going to be, you know, the same type of run. She does become women's champion. And then she loses, like, a month later. And then nothing. Nothing for, like, 2 years.
She gets beat with a kendo stick.
She gets beat with a kendo stick
for, like, 10 minutes. And drugged through the worst promo in history. Literally the worst promo in history.
But Alexa's been shining this whole time with that killer DDT.
She's the one that everybody says is like Charlotte, where she just keeps getting handed stuff. Like, that's Alexa. Charlotte is the beast of that roster that nobody seems to like identify.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
It's like, oh, she just gets Hannah stuff. Like, no, she's just the best one. Literally, mm-hmm. She puts on the best matches. Alexa is the one that just keeps getting handed stuff over and over again, which is whatever. Like, she's a good champion because I, like, say the heel should be, like, or the heels are good champions.
Well, and that's the thing. When Alexa came up, when she was called up, the first thing that we were even saying is, like, oh, yeah, she needs to just talk all the time. Because she was, at that point, she was the only one that could really do it.
Yeah.
And
Carmella still hadn't, like, found her place on the main roster yet.
Carmella still is, I mean, kind
she's
of
still, like, better. She's better now, I think.
Yeah.
And she already had, like, her run. She hadn't done that then.
No, but, like, Alexa's just sort of been on this, like, reign of terror since she's debuted.
Yeah.
So this whole this was a very good episode of Moment of Bliss. So, yeah, after...
That's funny because we were just talking shit about the shit that happened.
Alexa, after she told Bailey that she had her career that she's been working for, that's when Bailey had it and she punched her. And then, yeah, there was just like little... Oh, that was the other thing Alexa
told... No, that was when Nikki got in the way. And
yeah,
then...
no, but Alexa told Bailey, like, she called her out for dressing like she worked at Forever 21. And... I can't defend Bailey because those boots were unfortunate. But, like, I got a closer look at Alexa's jacket, and she's wearing, like, a denim snake print jacket. I thought it was all leather and thought she looked pretty cool, but then got up close, and that one looks like it's from an XI clothing store at, like, Bassett Center. Just thought I had to mention that because it was on my mind. So, yeah. Alexa and Bailey get into it. Nikki pulls Bailey off of Alexa. But then that was the other weird thing too. It's like Nikki
was just trying to break him up.
Nikki broke him up, but that's the other thing with Nikki's character. I would think that she would, like, go crazy and go after Bailey, but no, she's like she's had this weird restraint, and see, I just don't.
That's the other thing that is like, they're doing Nikki all wrong. She should have just, she could have still just broken it up, but done it crazy, like, just yelling at her.
Yeah, but no, she was like, hey, guys, hey don't break
fight.
It up.
Don't fight.
So that was SmackDown.
They need to get a new writer for Nikki.
I don't think whoever is...
They don't know the essence of the Rat King that we saw in NXT.
Justice for Rat King. All right, so NXT. We had one match. The rest of the women's segments were just like... promos from or highlights from Shayna and
preview for next week.
So they're okay. Match. Yeah, they're showing just the promos between Io and Shayna and their recap from their match because they're gonna have a steel cage match next week. I hope that has to be the main event.
I was actually really surprised by the time that they gave that match.
Are you talking about
the one on NXT?
Okay, so
the
this
one
was
did actually have. Sorry.
So Xia Li and
Tanara.
It's Tanara. It's spelled Tanara, but they kept calling her like Tanara. Or well, anyway, she's a mixed martial arts fighter.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. She comes out with the black belt. She's from Brazil. She probably does like that fighting style from Bob's Burgers.
The ponytail one.
Yeah. And so Xia Li comes out, and she's also trained in martial arts.
Yeah.
And
this could have been like just the quintessential mid-card match, and I mean it really is based on the characters, but they were great. That was better than like many of the main roster matches we've seen in weeks.
So when at the end of the match, I just thought this was a very like slow burn type of match, and it was so.
But it was really good.
Yeah, because they started at first just like with their simple little holds. They were doing judo flips here and there, but nothing like it wasn't so fast.
They were like feeling each other out,
and then it like they really got into it, and they're both. They both kick. They're both like striking.
Yeah.
And
Tanara was doing like that easy heat stuff that Jericho does where like he just yells at people when like he'll calling, like, "Oh, you son of a bitch," like across the ring, like, oh, like, you yeah. can catch it on the camera. She was doing that.
She was telling, yeah, I think at one point she told her.
Not enough wrestlers do that. More people should do that.
At one point she like kicked Zaya while she was on the ground and she said, "Latinas do it better."
Yeah, something like that.
So yeah, I'm, that's when I decided to root against Zaya. Sorry.
It doesn't matter. She won.
And there's a few like,
there's cool spots.
Yeah, there was a lot. And just seeing, because we haven't really seen Tenara
shine.
Yeah.
She's always been like a job. She's always been jobbed out real quick now.
Yeah, or she's like, I don't know, she's come out with, like, she just, I don't know, she, whenever there's a brawl and they need somebody to break it up, she's like part of that group. Yeah, or she's come out with a couple of tag teams before, the men's tag teams. So this was really, yeah, when you see her, you're like, oh, okay, so is this like the,
this is just gonna be another,
the
like,
cool down match
quick, yeah,
no, no.
It was really good. And it's like something that NXT UK was like, that I was praising them for. Remember I was saying how they give like even just their regular women a lot of time to shine? They did that here and it was great, which is crazy because of all the other like crazy stuff going on in that episode. It was all their biggest stars, promo and then the match afterwards, and they were, they kind of, I was more interested in that match.
Oh yeah.
Like throughout, because the other one was just kind of like a flash real quick.
Okay, so how did the match end?
She did that kick that she missed, and then she followed up with another kick that hit, and then she pulled her in like away from the ropes to just wrapped her leg in her arm and pinned her. It wasn't very good, like considering how great the match was.
Well, it
that's
was
my one what's it called,
critique
about that.
Well, it was kind of a long match. Maybe it was just like that part at the end where they're just like, okay, that kick, that last kick done it.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah, let's just end this, like they're giving us the signal from the back, because Xia Li's finisher is awesome. Usually like she'll set them up kneeling or something and then she comes and does a flip and kicks him with the back of her leg.
It looks like a total Mortal Kombat.
It's called
finisher,
a scorpion kick. It's like perfect. It's a Mortal Kombat move, is what it is. And she, it's awesome, but she didn't do it. I don't know if they've outlawed it. I hope not. I just hope that it was just like, let's just get this one done.
Well, I'm saying that's why it was a very long match. We could, or it felt like it anyway, yeah, because of how, I wouldn't even say slow paced, but
I think they gave him they gave him a lot of time. I bet you they gave as much time as the battle royal that we
so saw. NXT had a women's battle royal for number one contender for the women's championship against Toni Storm, and it was a 10-minute match.
10 minutes with all of some of the best characters in the entire roster.
Yeah, because if you've seen the whole show of NXT UK, it is so bland.
I'm so annoyed that I've been praising them for how much they've been featuring the women and they give them 10 minutes
for a battle royal.
This was, I mean, before we get into, it was actually really good.
Yeah.
But in spite of how good they are, why did they do this stupid battle royal at a stupid festival where nobody's there to watch wrestling?
What's this
festival?
They're
at the Download Festival.
What
Nobody,
is that?
I don't know what it is, but there's no, they're not there to watch wrestling. They weren't chanting for all these women the same way they would have like at their usual venue.
Yeah, they weren't chanting anybody.
There wasn't
the
any pops other than, I think Zaya was getting some chants at some point.
I don't think so.
She was.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like at the actual venue, they would have been popping so hard at a lot of these different moments, and they would have made even that 10-minute match like so much better.
I mean, it was really good for her.
Yeah, I like when I saw how long it was gonna be, I was like, "This is ridiculous." And then like throughout it, I was like, "Oh my god, these chicks—it's
so
amazing.
Much fun!" And that's
they're
why,
so
like,
good.
I wish they could have given them way more time because, yeah. Well, okay, the Worlds Collide Battle Royal—that was insane.
Yeah,
and that was a lot of the women from NXT UK, and I'm just
there was there's those quick jobbers that got out.
Okay. The ones, and I wrote down the entrances because I was thinking, oh, cool, I'll get to see who these other girls are that we don't know who they are.
Nope.
Doesn't matter. Zaya Brookside came out. Ginny came out with her muscle, Jazzy. Kaylee Ray came out.
Doing her
aerobics. Brazilian. Nah, she was doing aerobics dynamic stretching.
You, no, she does the Bob's Burgers ones because she's the one that goes back and forth.
Or sways side to side.
Yeah, I forgot what he says.
Kaylee Ray basically is doing side lunges when she comes out. Piper Niven comes out. And then Rhea Ripley. They were the only ones that got the entrances. And then they cut to a promo break. And then when they come back, the rest of the women are in there. And
no, they're already in there.
Well, that's why. Like, the rest of the women are in there. Oh, before
the intro started.
Before then. Well, some of, yeah.
So I don't know if they did get their intros, just not on camera.
They didn't. So we don't know who these other girls are. Yeah. The only one that I could pick up was a girl named Candy Floss.
Is she the pink hair?
The pink hair with blue. Because I remember, and I figured it was her because in her promo picture, or in her, like, her render, she has a lollipop.
Yeah, if they want to make the Spectre happen, they got to get rid of her. That's who I thought she was.
Candy Floss?
Like, oh, look, Spectre has a new outfit. She's like, alternate B outfit, but nope.
So
it was somebody completely different. Because I was like, the whole battle, I swear, the first like 2 minutes of that match, I was like, oh, she's actually taking on Jazzy. That's awesome. And then I was like, wait, that's not even the Spectre. Oh, like, gosh. The Spectre is that girl in the back.
I was laughing when you said, because during the entrance, Zaya Brookside was the first one to come out. And she's kind of like bouncing around and saying hi to everybody. And you were like, she's floating. Yeah. Because she kind of, like, it did kind of look like she was floating down her way, down the ramp.
That's what she does. She's the Spectre of NXT.
So, I was surprised that nobody attacked Jazzy first. She was standing in the middle of the ring like, what? Nobody's going to come get me? Cool. She
eliminated three people
right away. Oh, yeah, right off the bat.
She's awesome.
Yeah. She, I don't know what she's calling it, but there's a move, like, it's not even a move, she's just squishing people's brains before she throws them out. Like, she literally just grabs them by their heads, yells at them while she's squishing their cranium. So she got three people out by Zaya.
That was kind of, it's cool. It was, I mean, it was whatever. I wish she hadn't got eliminated. I wish she had won it. But
okay, so how did Zaya eliminate Jazzy? I didn't.
Rhea got her over the ropes, but then Jazzy knocked her out. And then Zaya came and knocked her when she was on the
Zaya slid into her ankles and knocked her out. That's what it was. And
but she didn't
Piper
get her over the ropes. She just,
Piper got Jazzy out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is funny because Ginny, she got someone out. Who was it that she got out? Was it that Candy Floss girl?
Maybe.
Jazzy power slammed her, and then Ginny was like, no, I'm gonna do it. And she like picked her up. She's like, yay, I eliminated her. I'm the best.
We did it, guys.
And once Jazzy was eliminated, everyone was like, oh, I guess Ginny has to do the work on her own now.
She was even like, why'd you go and get eliminated, dummy?
Well, it was funny because when it was actually Zaya and Isla Dawn that got Ginny out, they picked her up to throw her over the ropes, but then Jazzy caught her.
She came running back
and she like bodyguarded her.
Carried her to the other side. She bodyguarded her Kofi Kingston.
Did you? Oh yeah, right. Did you notice Nina Samuels throughout that match?
I noticed when she got kicked out, when she got thrown over the thing.
Yeah, I forgot.
Was it Piper though?
It was Piper. She headbutted her, and then she elbow dropped her.
Well, I thought that's the whole thing. The other thing too is so by that point, Rhea's getting double teamed, and Piper's fighting, what's her face? You just said it.
Nina Samuels.
They had their two like separate fights, and then it looked like they were going to combine, which we still haven't seen Piper and Rhea fight each other yet.
Right. And so
that's the whole thing that I was like, oh man, are they finally going to do it? And then they separated more. Rhea eliminated the other girl, the witch.
Isla Dawn.
And Zaya was strung up, and then Rhea like saw Piper, and Piper was like, oh, I was just messing with this girl this whole time. And then like headbutts her, throws her over the ropes, and she's like, all right, let's go.
And then the entire time Zaya Brookside's just hanging off of the turnbuckle like, oh.
And that's the other cool thing too, is like this whole
Wait, hold on. It's a haunted ring. Europe has a lot of ghosts. Was this Download Fest in Europe at all?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Europe has a history of ghosts, I guess.
I have no idea where it was.
So, yeah, Zaya Brookside strung upside down on the turnbuckle.
And then this whole conflict that we've been waiting forever for happens with both of them, like, tired as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, like, it's a good thing the announcers mentioned, like, oh, yeah, fatigue starting to wear in at this point. Because they looked like it, and they were playing their part of, like, just being barely, or having to throw their whole bodies into their punches.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, like, that whole fight was cool. And then I'm glad that neither of them won, because they don't need
the title.
They don't need to be in that picture. Well, their feud is going to be awesome.
Yeah, because what happened is...
now that's finally underway.
Piper was going to get up to, I don't know, jump off the ropes onto Rhea.
Yeah.
And she pushed her, but Piper didn't fall off. But she pulled
Rhea
over. So they're there fighting on the apron.
On the other side.
Zaya's still hanging out onto...
No, she's on the ground at this point.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. She was like, I don't know.
When Piper rolled into...
What do you call it when a ghost fell. Plays dead?
I don't know.
So,
ghosting?
No, I don't know. I'm asking because Zaya was just playing dead in the corner.
Being a ghost?
And... Rhea and Piper were, trading punches on the apron, and Piper managed to, push Rhea off, and then Rhea went and pulled a little bitch move and pulled her by her hair to get her off, too. Yeah. Oh, man, I was not expecting that from Rhea. I thought she was tougher than that. Turns out she's just a little catty one like the rest of us.
We all think for a second that Zaya's finally going to fulfill her destiny and get her soul released after being eaten by Jazzy 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago? A month ago. Let's call it a month ago. She's finally going to get her title opportunity. She's going to win that belt from Toni Storm. And I was wondering, how cool is it going to look? Like, how's it going to look in real life when a soul gets released? Is it going to be like in the movies?
When the soul gets restored. When,
released. She's not going to be haunting the world anymore. But she's eaten. She's definitely dead. So she's going to get her soul released. And, it's going to be this is the end? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Where the beam of light goes up. Yeah. And, she's going to, float up all heavenly to...
Heaven?
Heaven, I guess. I mean... Yeah, and then she's not gonna happen anymore. What's her favorite? Freaking Brazil jiu-jitsu girl came in.
Oh, Kayla Ray.
Kayla Ray had not been eliminated. She was pulling a Jericho and hanging out underneath
the
ring.
Did you notice when she ducked out of that match? She was out the entire match.
She
basically left within a minute, and then she surprised Zaya.
I mean, it was only 10 minutes.
But Zaya's soul will just have to wait another day.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. We get to have a ghost around a little longer.
I enjoy it.
I'm going to keep on picturing different, what it's going to look like when it finally happens. Maybe it won't happen.
It's better for us. So that was NXT UK. They didn't have any matches announced for next week. Just that, Kaylee Ray has her title shot.
She's going to get a title shot. Well, I bet you it'll barely be at, their next takeover.
Right.
Maybe
that's not until August.
Maybe Toni Storm's finally gonna drop it. Yeah, I hope it's not that.
Well,
they have so many cool characters. Toni Storm needs to not be champion for a little bit. But
actually, we haven't really seen Toni Storm.
Does she need that belt? It's kind of...
Well...
Because the other girls are awesome without it.
Stomping Grounds predictions.
Alexa and... Becky.
You think Alexa is going to win and Becky's going to win?
I hate this company so much sometimes. And right now I'm feeling very pessimistic. I'm feeling very pessimistic about both of those matches. And it's going to be... Well, no. Either way, I'm pessimistic about both of them. But I don't think that they would take the belt off of Becky for...
I guess I'll go the inverse. I'm going to say Bailey's going to win. And I think Lacey's going to win.
Huh. Clean or dirty?
Dirty, for sure. Bailey's gonna win Dirty too. Yeah. I don't know, actually.
Finally reveal the heel Bailey.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, did they say anything about... Okay, so on SmackDown, we didn't talk about it, but backstage, there was Asuka and Kairi Sane.
Yeah, they're going to be in Japan next week, and they're going to fight for the... No, they're going to fight for a chance to... If they win next week, then they get a title shot.
Oh, okay.
In Japan.
But not at Stomping Grounds. Okay, so are those the only two... Yeah, those are the only two women's matches then. Yeah,
probably.
Lame. Well, I mean, like, it's fine, but wish there was more.
It's fine because this pay-per-view is just, like, reportedly undersold, too. There's a lot of seats that they're still need to get rid of, is what I was hearing.
We've seen all these matches before.
Yeah, and also, they're not that great in the first place. How many matches, like,
when we say we've
why
seen
are
these...
Shane and Roman still here?
Yeah, I was going to say, well, we're talking about the men, but... I mean,
yeah, the women's matches. The like, women's well, ones no, are because we saw Becky versus Lacey.
Actually, I am a little bit more. I would say I'm a little bit more looking forward to this Bailey Alexa round. Now that Bailey's had a little bit of an attitude adjustment, so we'll see how it goes.
It's gonna be another two. It's gonna be a 2-minute kendo stick squash.
Gosh,
they're
imagine.
They're gonna change the rules right before
imagine.
The match. This is now a kendo stick match.
You know what? Alexa should walk out with a kendo stick just to really mess with everybody. Just really like get inside the WWE universe's head. Okay. Well,
they love her, don't they?
Well, I guess that's it. We'll recap Stomping Grounds then. Okay. Some women's wrestling.